You are now entering the prism.
I got pulled over on Monday morning on the way to work.
Hell yeah.
$190 ticket or something.
Ouch.
Yep.
Are you going to fight it?
I'm not going to fucking fight it. The less the government deals with me, the better.
Isn't that going to show up on the annual background check we have to do on you at the clown car factory?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. We have our own point system there. I gave you a packet that you had to read through that I'm pretty sure you didn't read.
No, I did, because I had to, but I just don't remember the point system.
I think you get 2 points for excessive speed, but you can get 10, so.
Okay. Well, so it's not going to happen again. I don't know why the guy fucking pulled me over in the first place. It was literally 4:50 a.m.
Yeah. That's probably why.
I was going.
Allegedly.
He said I was going 50 and a 45, or 59 and a 45. He ticketed me for 1 to 5.
I think it's 1 to 9.
It's 1 to 10. Okay. But on the ticket, it says 1 to 5.
Okay.
But if you go to Oklahoma's government website to see how much a 1 to 5 costs, because the ticket's not online yet, they don't even have a 1 to 5. So I don't even know if the ticket's valid. But the reason I even fucking stopped, I mean, obviously, I stopped thinking that he was going after the guy that just fucking flew around me.
Right?
And no, he let that guy go because I was like, oh, shit. I move out of the way. I pull over. And then he just stops. I was like, what the fuck did I do? I was just going the same speed as literally everyone else I'm boxed in with. Because this is rush hour in this part. Because it was on... I'll bleep that out. It was within like a mile and a half away from the clown car factory.
Okay.
And so I was like, seriously? I didn't have the ability to slow down. Just slow down. I'm going to get run over. But he pulls me over. He's like, you're going 59 and a 45. It's like, I'm sorry. I didn't say yeah because I didn't want to admit it. And I was like, here's my license and my insurance.
You should fight it.
No, I'm not going to fucking fight it.
You should fight it.
It's not worth it.
It's worth it to me to ensure that you're not taking vacation during inventory. Burn a day or two and fight it. Out of principle.
I don't have any vacation left.
Thank God.
I will next week.
I know.
But I'm going to be using that in December and go to probably to see my brother and the baby in Colorado. I don't know. I haven't.
You
haven't
beautiful asshole.
Hey, it's not my fault that I'm not the procreator.
Kinda is.
But
I'm more of an amateur creator anyway.
Yeah. So
I create mud, not babies. So,
I may have to go to court to set up a payment plan because I don't have the fucking money to pay all that off right now.
Yeah, they'll do that for you.
But I think you can do it online. I'm just waiting for it to drop.
Yeah.
The guy hasn't fucking written all of his reports or something yet.
I think the ticket that I got from racing you didn't go into effect until like a week out.
Yeah, and it's not due until, like, late December.
You know, honestly, this is probably overdue, and I'm going to just chalk it up to karma for the tomfoolery we exhibited that
yeah,
morning.
Yeah, this is, I mean, it's, like, the first time I've gotten a ticket since then.
And what's crazy is that that ticket didn't show up on the background.
Well, here's the thing.
My work. For the clown car factory.
So did you get ticketed for 1 to 10 over?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those don't go on your record.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. That's what, because he said, he's like, well, I knocked it down to 1 to 5, so it won't go on your record. Well, we don't have a 1 to 5, so it's 1 to 10 that won't go on your record. Because you got knocked down to 1 to 10, and that just confirmed my theory of the clown car thing. Because if it didn't show up on yours, then this won't show up on mine.
Yeah. Okay. You're good.
Yeah. But I want to just call my insurance and be like, hey, this is the situation. Can you not fuck me on this?
They won't report it to insurance.
How? I thought insurance gets it.
Not unless it's one of those excessive ones.
Oh. I thought tickets go on your record. I guess for juveniles.
He wrote it down for 1 to 5.
Yeah. Juveniles, it does. Because I got a 1 to 5 when I was in high school. It was my second ticket, and that fucked me on insurance. Luckily for my parents, they didn't have to stop. They didn't have to keep insuring me because I didn't have a license after that.
He's like, sir, we're gonna have to raise your premium. No, you're not. He's just walking from now on.
Yeah. He's taking the bus like he should have been. That was like the thing. My older brother, granted, he did have a job at the time, but so did I. Not at the time. Junior year, I only had my license. No, I didn't have my license junior year. It was all senior year. I had a job junior year, but I only started work on Fridays, right? Well, my older brother was allowed to drive to work or drive to school every day. I wasn't, apparently, even though I had a job, but I only worked on the weekends. So I had to, my parents wouldn't let me take my truck to work or to school. Mm-hmm. I was like, why? Like,
it's probably the only reason you're alive right now.
Yeah, but I was more, well, I still did. I just kept telling them, thinking that this was like the best way to do it. It's just like, I'll just pretend that I missed the bus. They won't recognize that as a pattern every day.
They're just going to make you wake up at like 3 a.m.
Parents are so funny because they never said, oh, you missed the bus again? Yeah, okay, sure, whatever. They just went, I don't care. You cannot take your truck to school.
Yeah.
Get on the bus on time. They didn't even like fight the lie. They were like, then get up earlier. Looking back, I missed the bus literally every day.
It's like, I don't want to be truant, Mom. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't want you to go to jail.
It was so funny.
Dude, I feel so bad for my offspring when they start driving.
Why?
Because the second they fucking cross a line, it's not going to be, give me your keys. I will literally just fucking disable their car.
Yeah, because then they have to, the stress, and don't tell them either.
Yeah.
Just be like, with the first one for each of them, just be like, when they bring home the thing, be disappointed, but comforting. And then once they go to bed, get outside, pull their fucking distributor cap or whatever you do, whatever you're going to have to do, and then just come inside. And then they'll go out in the morning, late, like always, because they're fucking useless teenagers, and they're trying to get to a school, and their car won't start, and they're going to call you at work and be like, I can't, my car won't start, I don't know what to do, I already missed the bus. Like, and you go, well,
start walking.
You should probably drive more responsibly then, and just hang up the phone. And they'll never get a ticket again. Unless they're me and their dad was used to be the chief of police, then they'll just continue to get frivolous tickets for the rest of their life as long as they live in that town.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Ego's a son of a bitch. And it sucks when the gun's in someone else's hand. It really fucking sucks. But no, I would like to think that I would just communicate, hey, this is a privilege. These are the boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
You cross them, you're not driving. And then that's it. And then when they think they're going to sneak out or they think they're going to, you know, be late and take their car that day, they're going to realize all their fucking ignition coils are locked inside my gun safe.
Well, I like that too, but I want them to know that their car, as long as they live under my house, because I own the person that is driving the car, I also own the car or the car that that person bought.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my car.
Yeah.
And the way I'm going to be able to communicate that is just go on a grocery run with it every once in a while, take it to work one day, and maybe let them drive my car if I decide to take theirs or whatever. But have that air of, oh, this is just one of dad's cars. Mm-hmm. And just because I paid for it, or even, which I highly doubt my kids are going to be able to pay for their cars. Look at me. But that. So then I go, okay, you can't drive my car anymore. And then I just have a car, and then I fucking sell it. And then I don't give them the money that they made. It's like, you, that ticket, you may have had to pay the state, you know, $100. Well, that was a $1,000 ticket in this house.
Yeah,
so
the
it's dad mine.
Fine is much steeper.
And you actually owe interest on it. It was a 300% rate, and it started the second before you got the ticket. No, the second you bought the car.
Oh, God.
Only forgivable if you move out without getting a ticket.
No, I don't know if I'll go that route.
No, I wouldn't think, either, but like, just like having them know that's my car and they don't get to fuck around in it.
Yeah.
And also, they won't hide shit in their car anymore.
Yep.
If you do that, which maybe you want them to hide it in their car instead of like somewhere harder to find.
Yeah, you got to pick your battles. You got to, sometimes I think as an adult, my mom would just let me get away with shit because if that's the shit I was trying to hide, then I wasn't trying to hide some gnarly stuff. And so you could still kind of keep an eye on me.
Yeah, I didn't get away with shit, and I was hiding some fucking... There's still drugs at that house.
The piano they burned was just filled
that
with
been
coke.
Fun. No. There's a mason jar in that house with a ton of, like, very, very expired weed edibles and some very illicit pills.
Just like behind the drywall or something?
No. So when you have a basement, you can get these things. They're well windows. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're below the ground. Sometimes they're not. Ours weren't. They were at ground level. So they were, when you're in the room, they're at the, basically ceiling height.
Right. Those are those thin like candy bar windows, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And in the pool room, not the swimming pool room, we didn't have one of those. The pool table
room.
Yeah.
If you're pretentious.
Yeah. That used to be the end of the house, the pool room. And in the basement it is, but they added my parents' bedroom on top of it, so that pool room has one of those windows, but it's just a crawl space.
Oh.
And it's got like a 3-foot drop from the, on the other side of the window, from the edge of the window to like the shit that's just collecting on the ground. And so I just put a mason jar, and that's where I kept it. And it was filled yeah, it was filled to the brim with weed edibles and opiates.
nice. Yeah, I don't think I would like to, in my dream world, which is totally unrealistic and probably will never happen, because I'm not going to get caught up in the ideal life for my kids, because they're going to be human beings that need to make their own choices. In my ideal world that I know is a fallacy, they will work and I will pay them, and then they will save up for their own car,
mm-hmm.
and they will purchase the car. Mm-hmm. But as long as they're in my house, they are my responsibility, and that comes with restrictions.
Yeah.
Which means you will lose your driving privileges if you're driving like an idiot.
Yeah.
Because, you know, one of the most devastating things to a marriage is the loss of a child.
Yeah.
A good portion of those marriages just end in divorce, and I think a chunk of it is because people cope differently.
I'm not really worried about my marriage necessarily. It's I don't want to lose a kid in general.
Well, obviously, yeah, that's like a huge portion. But knowing everything else that also comes with that extreme grief of losing, you know,
mm-hmm.
your child, I'm just not going to play games with that. It's just going to be a situation where, you know, you cross this boundary. I know you earned this car. It's your car, and I completely consider it that kid's car. But driving is a privilege.
Yeah.
You can go out there and wash your car if you want. Matter of fact, I may make them wash their car even though it doesn't run.
Yeah, that would be hilarious. You got to push your car to school.
If you want to take your car, grab that weightlifting belt. You're going to have to chain up.
That would be pretty good.
I would be terrified of my kid. They just had tree trunk legs.
Yeah, I really need to secretly invent a smart toilet that tests piss for drugs.
Like that pool.
And sends pool me a text.
That doesn't exist, that turns piss blue.
Yeah.
Except it turns pregnant people or pregnant piss red. So yeah. they'll like instinctively run. He's like, Dad, I'm thinking something's wrong with me. My piss is red.
What I need is a house where each of the bedrooms has a bathroom. So that, because my, what I think the best way to do this would be have a piss collector between the toilet and the septic. And it's between each toilet. So there's one for each toilet. And if everybody has their own bathroom, you're going to be able to eliminate like cross-contamination between each person's piss. So I can test my kid's piss. And because there's enough water in when you pee that it's going to be like too watered down to test it. But I think if you get enough collected, then you could probably test it. And so then I just have a piss collector that collects like 3 or 4 gallons of piss water for each toilet at a time. And then once it hits that amount, whatever comes next just keeps going, or it recycles the oldest piss into the
or you could use
septic.
A float system, so when it fills up to a certain level in the tank, the float will rise until like it creates a bypass.
Yeah, and well, it'll rise and it'll open the ball valve on the bottom, so whatever's on the bottom will start coming out, and then it'll go back down and fill and be perfect. So it's all the oldest stuff, so the new, so I'm getting, and I just test it once a week.
You're just gonna have a stale piss vault in your home is what you're describing.
Yeah,
that sounds terrifying and awful.
I want to know if my kids are doing drugs. I'm not gonna do anything about it. I'm gonna let them overdose. But
be a man.
Yeah, well, yeah, if I mean, I never did, and so maybe I don't have a place to say this, but maybe I think I do, because I did the drugs that cause it. It's the best way to get you to stop.
It's put the fear of God in you when you your life literally.
I'm not. If I notice that they're going down that path, I don't know if I even have like. I don't even know if it'd be best to like try and stop it while it's happening. Because what are you gonna do? Convince them that having fun isn't cool? That having, literally feeling the best you'll ever feel in your life is the wrong decision. You're not convincing a teenager that until you get them arrested. And I'm not allowing the government to touch my children.
What about the church?
It depends on the church. They're definitely not going to meet any priests.
Oh, man. All that stuff is scary and foreboding for me. Yeah. I think it's the big mystery. I just want a healthy family. Want to be able to actually provide for them, not let them down, you know?
Yeah.
Hopefully I become the best version of myself in preparation for them.
All right, let's talk about flags.
The best version of the flags will not be represented in today's episode of Chill Prison Podcast. Before us, we have a list of the worst ranked flags.
Of
three different.
Are they states?
So we have.
Hello. Okay.
Yeah, we have states. We have world flags. And then we have Reddit's vote of the worst of 2020. Which I hope that's just a slideshow.
Yeah, it looks like it.
So do we want to start close to home or do we want to circle
Yeah, let's
in?
Do the states.
All right. Let's rank this ugly-ass flag.
Mississippi's flag is...
It's a mixture of...
The Swedish flag or the
Texas
flag?
No, that looks like the French
Yeah, flag. It's the French it's, flag. Let me see. Let's see if it's inverted or something.
Yeah, so it's the French flag with the rebel fucking Stars and Stripes Dukes of Hazzard Confederate flag in the top left corner, which
okay,
I don't know.
So yeah, it's the French flag tilted 90 degrees clockwise, and then with the stars and bars in the corner where our stars on the American flag would be. It's very ugly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's also, I don't know if that's just this specific image, but the Confederate flag doesn't cover all of the second stripe. So, like, it just looks poorly put together.
It's just sloppy. It's sloppy. Honestly, I don't know what I would expect Mississippi's flag to look like.
I forget
sure
Mississippi
is
a state.
Yeah.
I don't think, I haven't heard anything about Mississippi in the last 15 years.
The South is trying to rise in secret, I guess. But not so secret. The next one is Maryland.
Wait.
That's not the flag of Mississippi.
What do you mean?
It's just not.
What? What do you have?
Wait,
for...
does Mississippi have two flags? Hold on a second. Okay, so first of all, that weird line not matching up thing is, and I know why it is that way.
They just imported that.
Well, because the actual Confederate flag is a square. Or that's not actually the Confederate flag. That's like the Confederate naval flag or whatever. But it's the traditional like rebel flag that everybody hates. That flag is actually, I believe, a square. So that makes sense. But then change the fucking aspect ratio of the rest of your flag to meet the lines. Because Look at this fucking gay ass flag. That's the real a real representation of that flag.
So that's their current flag?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. Because I'm seeing... what the first thing that comes up is this flag. Which is not too much... It's not...
It's better.
It's better, but it's not... It really sucks. So now I'm curious if... the liberal pussies got mad and made them change their flag.
I could see that happening.
I'm saying that tongue-in-cheekly on purpose.
If you don't understand sarcasm, shut up. As far as I'm concerned, I'm in my headcanon, that's just Mississippi's flag now.
Okay, so they adopted that new flag with the flower in it on January 11th, 2021.
Okay, so that's relatively recent. And For good reason. They should have
dropped
that.
No. Why?
It looks stupid. It's sloppy. You see that fucking white line?
Yeah, but do it for that reason, not because somebody got upset about literal history.
I didn't say that. Even if
they replaced
this flag with just it fixed, I would be happier than what they have now.
Yeah. You got to look up the old Mississippi flag. Ignore the rebel flag. Just look at how the lines don't match up. I've seen that. Okay, so the next flag is Maryland. That flag sucks dick. That is the ugliest piece of shit I've ever seen.
I don't know what on earth they were trying to do. Would you describe that as like a kindergartner's first Celtic cross?
See, I don't even know. I'd look it up. I mean, does it say anything about it?
Yeah. Patterns, ugliest, pick the two ugliest patterns.
So it doesn't have details on what those specific patterns are. Two opposite corners of it are...
It's like the Cadillac logo, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and then the other two are like... police car, the stripe on police cars
in Britain. Yeah, it's like high.
It's
viz,
so
yellow
ugly.
And black.
That is, if you're listening to this episode and you have free hands, feel free to look up these flags as we're doing them and laugh at how horribly we're trying to describe these because we can't do it very well. But it's and eventually, the guy who edits the videos, the intern that I'm just gonna torture with so much work, whenever we can hire him, is going to, you know, put these flags up on the screen. But God knows I'm not messing with that.
I'm not fucking touching that. Yeah, it looks pretty poorly done.
Yeah, that sucks. That sucks so bad. It's just so busy. And it's not. Because, like, if you look at it,
there's
only four
on.
Colors and two patterns.
Yeah.
There's nothing really going on. But God, it's so... what's the word? Not in your face. It's so loud.
Yeah, it's very bold, but...
Yeah, it's fucking so ugly.
Good job, Maryland.
So, and it's... I want to say it. That flag breaks one of the rules... one of the rules I have for being a good flag is it has to be simple.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be simple. And there are quite a few flags that break that rule... that I'm completely okay with for a specific reason.
Yeah. You can get a style
pass.
We're
about to come up on that one, or one of them.
So what does sic semper tyrannis mean? Because this is
thus always to tyrants. That is
I fucking like that.
No, well, I like careful. That That's what John Wilkes Booth said as he shot Abraham Lincoln.
That's like saying I like pizza and then crashing an airplane into like the World Trade Center. That's still a factual statement that I can agree with.
Yeah. I love that saying. I just remember that
Wendy's burgers are just okay, and then you like now blow die. Up.
Yeah,
you know that's just truth. That's just something that's cool.
That's
something cool to put on a flag.
Now this breaks the rule. It's not simple at all. It is a lot more simple than a lot of the other ones that break this rule this way.
But this doesn't have scalability. When you try to shrink this down, there's a little man standing on top of another man. All the detail that's in there is just going to get fucking mushed into blobs.
Well, so it's too busy. But the reason that I'm okay with it is it's a traditional, like, Roman-type seal.
Yeah.
And that has been the tradition for a lot of states to have that. And I like that, and because it's tasteful, I'm okay with it. But things like the Maryland flag, the last one, that's too busy for fucking no reason.
Yeah, at least it's scalable though.
Yeah,
doesn't look good, but it is scalable.
This Washington's flag sucks.
Yeah, this isn't creative at all. Has George Washington ever visited Washington? It wasn't even a territory by that time, was it?
No. I don't even know why they're called Washington.
Yeah, I don't know either, but they just put his face, like a low-res version of his face, on the flag, and it looks like ass.
Yeah, that's a bad... 1889. That was after
1776
Oklahoma.
It
was over 100 years later.
Yeah, so there's no way he was alive for this.
That was after Oklahoma, wasn't it? And Oklahoma's fucking
1901
late.
1901 or 2, I think, is Oklahoma. Never mind.
Oklahoma's so fucking young. No wonder it sucks. Yeah,
we're still getting our legs under
us.
We're
in our shitty, like, retarded adolescence phase.
Oh, my God. And we're just watching our big brother Texas as he gets in trouble. Like, I don't think I want to do that.
I'm like, fucking let me at him. I want to do that.
Even the green they chose for Washington flag is kind of gross.
It's so gross. This is trying to do the cool, like, seal, but it's Democrat.
Yeah, it falls flat on its face. They didn't do a good job.
Yeah, this is just straight up bad creativity.
I would give it 1 point for a petticoat, though, because I do like those. Moving on.
Alabama.
No way. There's no way this is their fucking flag.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, it looks like the Switzerland flag, right? Except just the X is rotated 45 degrees. Is that right? What's Switzerland's flag?
Yeah, it is. It's the exact same thing.
Okay.
But
it's simple.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me. I don't like white background. I think that
it'll look dirty really fast, and it's disrespectful state.
That's not necessarily it. It's just too white. There's not enough happening.
I like it because there's a big red X over a white flag, which makes me think like pride. We will never surrender, never back down.
Yeah, that's what
thing.
I like it because it's simple and it kind
of
gets a message across.
Yeah.
Now I don't know. That may have some like weird racial connotations that we don't know about, but barring that, it's great. And also the fucking rebel flag was cool as fuck.
It was fucking cool. I wish it didn't stand for some shitty stuff.
Yeah,
I like the General Lee.
Well,
that's,
I mean,
a fucking,
let's
cool,
be honest,
car.
It was the Navy. What slave? Well, they were probably using a lot of slaves on those ships.
I was about to say,
yeah,
you're out in the water.
Yeah, there's no slaves in there.
What
they
do you
can't
mean?
Go out in the water.
That's why they're stuck in the boat.
They melt.
Because they're so sweet.
Yeah. Delaware's flag. I don't hate that. I don't like...
I don't hate it either. It looks like Microsoft Paint, which is probably the technology.
So it's like blue with a diamond on it, and then it's got a weird...
It's like a weird peachish orange diamond.
Yeah,
in
and
the
it's
middle.
Got a painting. Yeah, I'm starting to not like it a lot.
It has a farmer, cattle, there's a boat, and then there's like a hunter. So I like it. It's okay. It's not like magnificent, but it's okay. Yeah. It's an okay flag. They did their best, but it's not scalable. Because once you shrink that shit down, it's just going to look gross. So, eh. It's all right.
Fuck this flag, New Jersey.
What the fuck is this?
That's so dumb. I'm going to have to...
What the fuck is this?
Those are plows. I'm just going to tweet all these flags out.
Come get plowed in Jersey.
So go to my Twitter at RussPrism. And you don't have to look them up. I'll just throw them up all up on there and see if you can match our description with the flag, because I'm not going to label them.
Perfect. It's Challenge Prism. There is, I think, a knight's helmet there. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
It's.
I don't know why they have Santa's hat on a stick.
Yeah, this whole thing is weird. Liberty and prosperity.
Like, this part of the flag at the very top.
It sucks because Delaware is the first state and they don't even do anything with that.
What do you mean?
Delaware was the first state, I believe.
Are you saying for the saying or their mantra or motto?
Yeah, well, yeah. It's like, this is fucking America. I mean, they do have 1776 on there, which is cool.
That, I mean, I like pieces of it, but the color of the flag is dumb.
The American flag should just be a fucking
bald eagle holding a
dead politician with a redneck standing on top of it, and it just says 1776, bitch.
I would vote that flag into existence. But, I mean, this is... It's okay. Yeah, that's all I can say about it. I feel like all the pieces are there, but they just didn't know what to do with them, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Massachusetts.
No, massive huge tits. It's horrible.
That's
fucking horrible.
An arm coming out of a robe with holding a saber. So that's kind of cool. But it's kind of hanging loomingly over a Native American who's just standing there minding his own business.
Yeah, that whole and it's way too white.
Super white.
That's a really bad flag. No.
Yeah, that one's stupid.
Not scalable. Yeah, it's just bad. No, don't even bother trying to figure that one out. It's horrible. This one's cool.
New York, Excelsior.
Yeah. That ruined it.
I like how there's a crown on the ground. It's like falling onto the ground. So that's kind of cool. I
like that the drawings need to be a little bit more detailed so you can scale it up and down, but
yeah.
I like it. Generally, without having like a circle around it, this seal type imagery, I usually don't like it, but I like this. I want to know what that rope is about because that was in the other one too.
Yeah. I also want to know why Santa Claus's hat is on a staff.
Yeah.
I don't know what this
means.
That's
interesting. I don't know.
So we see Justice. It's like Lady Justice or something.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Like, obviously, I know what that one is.
And the other chick's got, like, her tits about to fall out of that hole in her shirt.
Fuck yeah, it is. It looks like somebody's holding a bow staff, but they have a reservoir tip condom on top of it.
Like a really stretched out condom.
Yeah.
Like it went on a cone penis.
Yeah, so somebody could comment on that
and
help us understand.
And it shouldn't say Excelsior. It should say, like, Empire State or something.
Yeah,
like
that would be better. I would agree.
Excelsior
with that.
That's so stupid.
Yeah. And it has the Raisin Bran sun in the background. Do you notice a little face on it?
Yeah.
All
that's
right.
Funny.
You did like okay, that. New York. You did okay.
Don't say anything yet. That should be not this next one, the New York one. It should just be a guy receiving the state of New York and handing a Native American a handful of beans.
I agree with that, but also, holy shit, I just now saw this. Tell me why the brown parts of the mountain look like E.T. tongue-kissing a leopard.
That's so weird.
That's fucking gross. Clean up your act, New York. You guys are some freaks. All right, the next one.
I'm pretty partial to this one. I like it.
I mean, it has a firefighter on there, and that's a pretty fucking cool thing.
I like it.
What is this?
That's a badger. It's the state.
Okay, that's actually fucking cool.
Yeah, it's a state animal.
Has a fucking arm and hammer. It has an anchor on there, like every cool old dude's tattoo back in the day.
Yeah.
there's a plow on it again, which I'm a little.
We didn't have you guys.
I don't know that.
With it, Wisconsin, it's the one of the highest, toppest states.
I can't.
The only reason it's not the toppest state is because it has like a 3 mile wide hat that touches Canada. That's it. It basically touches Canada.
So either you're a slave owner or you're a Canadian. Either way, it's not looking good for you guys. it's okay. It's okay. It kind of looks like patchwork.
I've always wondered,
cool.
So that you got the cornucopia on that one side, right? What the fuck is that on the other side?
I don't know. It looks like something that would be removed from someone's butt at the ER, though.
It looks like an artifact after, like, removing, like, converting it to, or, like, after, like, literally cutting the shapes out of an image. It looks like that PNG artifact that's behind the image.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand what it is. And then I don't know who the guy in the blue is.
He is holding a whip, though.
No, he's not.
I shit you not. I can't zoom anymore. We'll get another high-res photo of Wisconsin's flag real quick. This is important to me.
He can't be holding a fucking whip. Okay. That'd be hilarious.
So are you Canadian or not? Answer the question, Russell.
No, I'd rather own slaves.
I'm sure like a black guy would be like, ah, get it.
Yeah, Canada fucking sucks, dude. You can own me, really, actually.
That's a whip.
It might be a lasso.
Don't fucking okay. It's a lasso me.
I'll let you have it. It is a whip because I want to get to it's a higher res image that those triangles are literally little shelves with triangles on them making it a pyramid. What the fuck does that represent?
I don't know. And that badger kind of looks like a duck-billed platypus.
Yeah, he's starting to look more and more beavery.
Although, I will return to my previous comment. Not a bad flag.
Yeah. I like that it has the white stripe on the side.
I would definitely stand while holding a hand on my chest thinking about what I'm going to be eating for lunch that day.
Yeah, we don't... Fuck that.
Union justice.
What state confident. Is this?
You tell me.
Pennsylvania. Guess. I have no clue. Louisiana.
No fucking way.
You got to be kidding me.
Why is it spitting
they don't have
blood?
They don't have a black guy talking in some weird amalgamation of like French and English on there? No crawfish?
Yeah, this is the least cultured of the flags like probably the highest density pocket of culture in America.
Yeah, that's weird.
This is like it's my
just expectation
of
feeding
again.
Her babies.
I think that what no that has what's that fucking it's a pelican I think because it has the double chin.
What's with the crown on its head? What is that? That's got to be a specific type of bird.
Is that a stork?
Maybe.
That's a stork, dude.
Maybe. I thought storks weren't real.
The story of the stork isn't real. The stork is very real.
Well, you don't know what story I heard.
Okay.
The stork killed my grandma.
Oh, God. It's feeding blood to its offspring.
Yeah, it is. That's fucking
that's
cool.
That's weird.
That's low-key badass.
I like the blue.
I like it.
Yeah, it's a good flag. I wasn't expecting
I like it.
It
because it's fucking...
simple, scalable.
No, just because... Looking at it, you go, what the fuck is that? And then you go, oh, shit.
And there's nothing else to distract you from it either.
Yeah,
it's like you just have to digest the fact that you're watching a stork feed its kids blood.
Yeah, I like it. That's a good flag. What is that? Florida? That's a good one.
It's a native chick watching industry on a boat come in to invade her beautiful land.
It's the Alabama flag with the seal of Florida in the middle of it.
Which... kind of expected, honestly. Yeah. But look at this. You have all this beautiful nature, literally flowers, this nice woman just minding her own business, just picking flowers,
and
living life.
Ship.
And you see like smoke and smog coming
that's
out
fucking
of
fucking Andrew Jackson coming to slaughter you Mexicans, Spanish that are taking over this land.
Yeah.
That's rightfully yours, and nobody actually told him to do it, and he's way too far past the line that he was told
get
to attack. And he's been told already to come home, you're done, and he's, no, I'm getting America, this is fucking Florida.
I'm getting my nut. It's not bad, though. It's a pretty flag.
Yeah, it's good. I wouldn't say it's an improvement on Alabama's to add the seal, though.
Yeah. It's just different.
Great state of Nebraska. I kind of like it. I wish the lines were a little bit more crisp.
But blue and gold, that's just a good striking color combo. Yeah. Let me see if I can get a better version of it, because I want to see what's going on here. I thought I misspelled Nebraska for a second.
Nebraska.
That's not any better.
You doing okay over there?
I just shut I'm on day two of curry. I had curry last night, and then I had the leftovers for lunch, and I'm struggling. I'm doing my best. That might be better. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a guy, it's a blacksmith working on the beach for some reason.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a cool train behind him. I like that.
Yeah. And there's a steamship in there.
Yep.
It's cool. I don't know what the steamship's doing there. No, there's mountains in the background. I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure.
I think I love this flag.
Nebraska is just corn.
Yeah.
So those mountains shouldn't be there. But that's just me. Yeah. I think the lack of corn in this flag is disturbing.
Simply find it appalling.
Yeah. What's going on with the... Okay, so the rope around it, it doesn't go all the way around.
That's pretty weird. That's a good find. I would not have picked up on that. It's like those two comparison images, like four things are different. And... like, I would have just glossed over that. But, yeah, sure enough.
You know, okay,
the rope
so that,
just stops there.
That banner, it says equality before law. At the time in 1867, that was, like, the most fucking based thing to say. Now that's more something that some liberal pussy would say. But they'd change it to, like, equity before law. So you gotta probably change that.
Yeah. Now, update that. But other than that, good job, guys. Good job. Great job. I hope I don't accidentally close the tab. There we go.
Yeah.
All right.
Utah. Industry in big letters.
I love this flag.
I do too.
This flag is badass. So in this flag, there are literally two American flags crossed against each other.
How many stars are on each one?
We're going to have to count that. We have 5, 10, 11. I'm going to miscount this and have it on recording. All right, let me do this.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So 23 on that one.
22. So 22 and 23.
Are you sure it's 22? Because I got 16 on that second one.
There's no fucking way. Because we have two groups of 10 right here. So 5 and 5 is 10. Then we have 5, and 5 is 10 plus 2.
Okay, so 23 and 22.
Yeah. So 45 total stars?
Maybe that's how many states were in it.
Yeah.
Before, at the time.
Yeah. At the established, yeah.
That makes sense. Here's the thing. It says 1847.
And then below that
it says 1896.
Weird move. Weird move.
So what happened in 1896?
The eagle brought out its arrows is what happened. He's like, no, I don't think you understood me. But this is a cool flag. This is pretty badass. I like it.
Google
it's simple.
That.
It's scalable. There's a beehive with two flowers behind it, or two groups of flowers behind it on a shield. Through that shield is two arrows. That shield is being grasped by a bald fucking eagle. And behind that shield are two American flags crossed, and the flag posts themselves are like battle spears. That's just cool.
Okay, so this gets deeper. Utah became a territory of the United States in 1848.
Neat.
but didn't become a state until 1896. So what the fuck does it mean?
What is 47 about? Huh.
Okay. Okay, I stopped liking this flag. The Mormon pioneers... just completing the treacherous 1,000-mile exodus, and ill and exhausted Brigham Young and fellow members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints arrived in Utah's Great Salt Lake City or Salt Lake Valley on July 24th, 1847. The Mormon pioneers viewed their arrival as the founding of the Mormon homeland, hence Pioneer Day. So, I don't like the flag anymore. Remove the 1847, because...
That's silly. It doesn't make sense.
Jesus was not an alien and did not come to the United States. Everything else, I'll debate you on.
It's bad, that one, flag.
The Indians did not know Jesus until we brought him to them. Arkansas is fucking badass.
It's pretty cool. It's stars and diamonds.
Cool. They just took the rebel flag and they just moved the lines around.
Yeah, they're like, oops, and they fixed it.
There's a lot of empty space, but
I like it.
I kind of like it, yeah. I wouldn't want to see that coming on.
And I like that they wrote it out for the inbred Arkansas folks so they know which flag it is.
Yeah, that is pretty great. I wouldn't want to see that flag like marching my way. That'd be terrifying.
True. Yeah, it'd be very upsetting. So good flag. South Dakota.
Yeah, that flag sucks.
The Mount Rushmore State, which I heard was a pretty overrated monument.
To my memory, I thought it was pretty cool, but I was like 4.
Let me get some visuals on this, because there's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's fucking black and white seal. That's stupid.
Yeah, they got super lazy with it. Why did it give me a magnifying glass to make the image smaller?
Click on the image. Yeah, that's hilarious. Okay. It's actually hilarious.
A minimize glass? Assholes.
The Sunshine State.
Okay.
Just look up the seal of South Dakota. South Dakota. I live in the South one.
Oh, the Dakota. Ooh, there's one in color so I can actually see what's happening.
Huh. You would think that they'd, you know.
There we go.
So there's a dude plowing. And it's not a slave.
I might add.
Well, actually.
It's a white man.
Is he? Zoom in on him. I don't know. Okay, yeah, it's a white guy. He's got a beard and everything.
Yeah.
And then there's horses in the background.
Skunks. No, those are skunks.
Yeah, those are, what are those, skunk apes? What's the thing that Azula rides around on in Avatar? That's what they look like. Anteater or something.
It's a skunk bear.
Yeah. And then there's a river with a steamboat going up it.
Are those teepees?
Those are absolutely teepees.
Oh,
and
shit.
They're empty. Zoom in to see if there's blood on those teepees.
I'd be so scared if it did. Just have that when I zoomed in.
The flag is peaceful. It's because they're all dead, but the flag is peaceful.
I like that they have a phallic lighthouse
that's not a lighthouse, that's just a big smokestack. That's where all the Indians are.
Smoking their peace pipe.
Meh.
They're roasting.
Yeah, they're on fire.
They're being properly disposed of.
What are those gray things next to the house?
Ooh, probably graves.
Zoom in on that.
That this is as zoomed as you're gonna get.
Fuck.
I don't know what that is.
That just That is very weird.
I like that they put the reflections in here. That's kind of cool, but when you translate it to the black and white version,
yeah,
just
we're appreciating
sloppy.
This in color. Black and white. That in black and white, that is a slave plowing that.
Yeah. Maybe it was always meant to be.
And those skunks are just not skunks. They're just weird lines.
They really are. And
yeah, you're right. You're right. We those aren't horses because just in the foreground of that picture, we have a reference of what the artist thought a horse looked like.
Yeah. So, no.
What mythical creatures are you hiding, South Dakota?
And they use, like, the Eric Cartman color palette to make this flag.
Yeah, it's very ugly.
Yeah, so it's, like, light blue and yellow. I'm not
a
big fan
of
that
color. Come on, the Mount Rushmore state?
And they don't even put any Mount Rushmore reference in there, period.
Stupid.
That's kind of weird.
This was
it's a dumb flag.
Not put together well.
It's a dumb
I wouldn't
flag.
Be surprised if that's not like a newer flag. New Hampshire's flag.
Actually, it's kind of cool. I like it.
See, I don't like it.
I do like it.
I feel like there's too much color.
I'm
not a big fan of the pink flags. What is that, a pirate ship?
I think that's the American flag.
What's on the hang on the flying off the top of it? The other two flags on the ship.
Just like streamers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like their pink. What are we trying to
they're
tell
red,
our children?
But Pride Month.
What's the thing holding the wreath in the middle?
I don't know. I'm going to have to look up another proper flag, I guess. Do you think it's a seal or do you think it's a flag? It looks like a seal.
Yeah, that's a seal.
Yeah, it's a seal.
1776. What is that, the second state? If you ain't, first,
probably.
You're last.
What happened to Old Hampshire?
It's just called Hampshire, and it's somewhere else on a different continent because we aren't fucking creative when we rebelled against our overlords.
We just named them the same thing.
New York, New Hampshire, New Jersey.
It's just not. It's a tied knot.
Okay. Yeah.
Pretty cool, though. I like it.
All right. The fucking ship is definitely beached and completely unsailable.
Ooh, I didn't pick up on that. You're absolutely right. Someone fucked up and got here. So that's what this flag symbolizes. You fucked up and you ended up here. I'm sorry, but we're going to make the best
of
it. Yeah,
because New Hampshire's probably a shitty place to live. I don't know anything about it.
Me either.
It's in the Northeast. It sucks.
Enough said.
Yeah, no. Minnesota, go back.
I like
try again.
There's a naked Indian, and this man's just plowing his field, and
he's
this
like, what
Indian's
the fuck?
Attacking him. Oh, man. What does Le Toil du Nord? So the work is what?
White?
No. Le Toil, I think, is the work.
Yeah.
What is N-O-R-D? What is that in French or whatever this is?
White.
Okay.
Let me look it up. Le Toilet.
Du fromage.
Were you way off? The Star of the North.
Oh. Okay. And their flag has a star made of stars.
Yeah, it's Minnesota is a shitty state. Shitty flag.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Didn't do well. What the hell is this?
The Commonwealth of Kentucky. Oh, I hate that.
It's just like a white man in leathers with the fringe on it.
Yeah, it's a fur
it's
trader.
Wearing, yeah, okay. It's a fur
French
trader.
Fur trader.
It looks like he's adorned in like Native American wear almost. And then there's like a water skin on his hip. And then there's a Native American person wearing white man's clothing.
Oh, that's clever.
I like that. Yeah.
United we stand, divided we fall. That's pretty cool.
So
I don't like the Commonwealth shit because I don't know what Commonwealth means. And I hate this. Like, we're not a state, we're a Commonwealth. It's like, okay, yeah, well, Texas is a republic. It doesn't mean anything. Shut the fuck up.
I am the Republic.
Either fucking secede or shut the fuck up and kill yourself. And so I don't like the Commonwealth thing, but I like their seal. That's clever.
Mm-hmm.
That's clever. And then I like United we stand, divided we fall. And then right after we made that flag, we just went through and fucking killed all of them.
Not get. Was ever done standing there for the long photograph.
Look at go just zoom up. This wasn't a nice handover. Go down just a little bit. No, in the description, this wasn't a nice handover.
In that Blue's Hideous. Oh yeah, yeah. It's a disingenuous depiction of Native American and a settler shaking hands. You're not fooling anyone. You're not fooling me, Kentucky. This wasn't a nice handover.
And the blue is hideous. I don't think the blue is hideous at all.
The blue's good. The blue's good.
It's perfect with the yellow. What is that? What state is this? I really like this state or this flag.
It says wisdom and moderation.
Okay, the moderation part makes no sense.
I don't know. I like it.
But I like
it's like the first iteration of the American flag. Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's basic.
I like that it says Constitution on there.
Yeah, and that's over everything.
Because at some point, that's going to be the last thing that says Constitution on it.
Even the structure of it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because each one of the pillars that are holding up... So the Constitution is the shelter. It's the roof over it that protects everything.
Mm-hmm.
So the man standing underneath it... Wisdom, the three pillars that are holding up that roof...
Wisdom, justice and moderation.
And then the foundation of it is In God We Trust. And it's like the American flag.
That's
it's the
very,
old school one.
Yeah, that's
it's
cool.
It's a good flag.
I like that. What is it? What state is that?
Guess.
Virginia.
Oklahoma.
Georgia. Oh, it's Georgia. Okay.
Oops.
What's wrong with Georgia?
It's pretty southern.
I love this flag. Battleborn.
That's badass. I wish that was on our flag. Damn it. That's just a cooler thing to have on your flag than anything we've come up
with. Yeah, Nevada's flag is pretty cool. It's so simple.
Yeah.
There's so much fucking space, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of blank space.
Ooh, oh, whoa. Let your eyes kind of go blurry for a second. It looks like the head of a T-Rex, the whole flag. So the star is the pupil, or is the eyeball.
And
then it is. The Battleborn is the eye, or the eyebrow, and then you got the bags under his eyes.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I do like that.
I like that. That T-Rex is he's got Battleborn tattooed on his eyebrow.
You know what? That's Post Malone energy right there, and I like it. Good job, Nevada.
North Carolina's pretty cool. It looks like something that'd be on a fire truck.
Yeah, it looks like a military patch almost.
I
like it.
Yeah.
It's good. It's just
very
clean.
Very clean, yeah.
It's just a good flag. I don't have anything bad to say about it at all.
I don't know. What was... May 20th, 1775. I should know those dates.
And then April 12th, 1776. I don't know.
Let's see.
Maybe that's when like taxes were levied on us and we were like, all right, enough.
Well, April 12th, 1776 is probably when it became a state. But 1775, I don't know what that is. 20th. The Mecklenburg Declaration of Independence is the name given to the document allegedly produced by the residents of Mecklenburg County declaring themselves free and independent people. I don't know what the fuck that means. I'll have to look into it.
I think that means that they were seceding from the British first.
Yeah,
they
like funny.
First called it. Yeah. Dibs, put
that's
it on the
funny.
Flag.
That's funny. I'll have to look into that. That's cool.
Okay. This one's
what is this?
Simple.
Iowa.
Ugh. They put their name on the flag.
I don't like it. Iowans seem like the same. Like, I feel like I don't know any. I've never met a Polish person before. But, you know, the stereotype of Polish people being dumb. Like, I have, like, the same image in my head of people from Iowa. It's just dumb Polish stereotype.
I don't even know any Polish stereotypes except for ska.
Yeah.
I like it. You may not care for it. I like it.
I'm not a big fan of it.
It has a bald eagle, so it gets points
to me
immediately. It's too wordy.
Like, the sentence is like, yeah, we get it.
It's forcing you to read, and that's why you're upset.
Our liberties we prize and our rights we will maintain. No.
Yeah.
I
like that.
You're marching into battle, and they're like, what the fuck does that say?
Exactly. It distracts them, and you get a fucking headshot.
No, you should see it and go, oh, shit.
Enough people see it.
Ah, the Iowans are here. Oh, you want your liberties, and you're right. Yeah, we get it. We get it. We're not going to read all that. North Dakota. That's
pretty cool. It's a little off center though.
A weird hieroglyphic chicken.
Yeah, dude, that's actually like an Incan or
it looks kind of like the Nazca lines.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like a Nazca dragon bird thing. That's kind of cool. I like it.
Yeah.
And it has like the shield on its back, Captain America style. Pretty fucking sick.
That is cool.
I don't care for like the music note ampersand bullshit on the ends, but hey.
Yeah, it is weird. It looks kind of Christmassy at the bottom. It's a weird hot dog with like weird
yes.
Christmas magic coming out of it.
It's a hot dog with a venereal disease. Well.
It's not too bad. It's
yeah,
not bad.
I like it.
I like that they went with the square instead of the rectangle.
It's different. Good job, guys. I don't even know.
Pennsylvania, your flag sucks. That's a disgrace.
It looks like chess pieces on the bottom.
Yep.
I don't know what that's about.
Wheat.
Even their bald eagle looks weak.
Yeah.
That
it looks malnourished.
Yeah.
What does the banner say?
Virtus, liberty,
and independence.
Okay. Yeah, virtue, liberty, and independence. Yeah. How'd you make that out?
I just saw the C.
Just the shape of the word made sense to your brain?
Yeah, well, I saw the C at the end, and then I put it together with the shape of the word, and I was like, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Pennsylvania, get a different flag. Yeah. I like the blue. The shade of blue is really cool. Not the one in the crest. That's gay, but the rest of it's cool. But then
beef up your goddamn eagle.
And that's I like that you guys decided to do the
the horse cocks.
The square flag. No, they don't have cocks.
Tell me that doesn't, like, for a split second, look like a horse cock hanging down.
That'd be a really skinny horse cock.
Hey, man.
Have you ever actually seen a horse cock up close?
I pray I never have to.
Okay, I have.
You've
there's
held
horses,
one.
Yeah. No, I haven't held one, but I've
a boy can
I've
dream.
Marveled at them while they take pisses. It's hilarious because they come out. They're like those hoses that like shrink when you take the water when you depressurize them.
Yeah.
So like they're just like a big just like
fire hose.
No, well at first just walking around, it's just like a soup can just hanging like a really but a wide soup can just hanging. And then all of a sudden they stop, and then the soup can just like lightsabers out just a little bit, and it's slow too. And then they just start peeing, and that thing just kind of goes back and forth a little bit. It's pretty fun to watch.
Beef up your eagle.
Yeah, that your flag sucks. The state of Virginia. I've never liked this flag.
This is just West Virginia, though. What if it is like Virginia's flag, but they just put the word
no,
West Virginia?
No, we already saw West, or we already saw Virginia's flag, I think.
I don't think we did.
So this is West Virginia's?
Yeah.
I've never liked this flag. I don't like, it's too Christmassy. I don't understand why.
Very big Christmas energy, for sure.
There's another fucking hat!
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's the reservoir tip of a condom, just in there. I don't know why it's there. I don't understand it. But it's there. This is just Christmas.
Montani Semper Liberty. Look that up. Maintain
forever freedom? Liberty?
Yeah. Forever maintain liberty.
Okay. It's okay. It's very North Pole-y Christmas feel to
yeah,
it.
I don't like it at all.
I like that they gave the miner a mustache. All right.
Maine. No wonder that guy... No, I'm not going to say it.
Does that say dingo?
I don't
know. Dirigio?
I can't tell. I can't make out any words.
Dirigo? Oh, God. All these photos are abysmal.
There's just a moose.
Yeah. There's a moose laying down underneath a pine tree.
I don't hate
it. That's fine.
It's not. I don't hate it. It's not that bad.
But I just don't think you need to put dudes chilling out on your flag.
I don't know.
I don't know if I would like it without those.
We can just go past it.
Yeah, just not noteworthy.
It's not. Yeah, it's just a nothing burger. Same with this one. What the fuck is this? Vermont?
It's Vermont.
What? I didn't know. I've never even heard of that place.
There's just another. It also has three of the penis things that we had in one of the other flags.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Pennsylvania had that. The chess pieces. Those are like. Hay or wheat, bundles of wheat.
Oh, okay. I didn't know they were.
It's got a deer mount, and then it's got that rope. I gotta look up what the fuck that red and blue rope is. Or whoa, those red and yellow and blue.
Huh. The deer on top of it does look pretty badass, though. It has a nice rack. Would you agree, Russell? You comment on this rack.
That is a very well endowed rack.
It's a handsome rack. I feel like this is describing everything that's in Vermont.
I know nothing about Vermont.
Me either, but looking at this, I think it tells me everything.
Isn't it up in like the New England area?
I think so.
I just always write those states off. You can skip it. It's not very noteworthy.
I think it is. I like it. It's cool.
Qui trans.
Transstulit. Sustenant.
Sustenant. I absolutely do not know. Oh, those are grape vines.
Like, are tranquility sustained? Or our peace? We keep our peace or something like
that?
Yeah. Is that what it means?
That's definitely it. How do you, I don't know why, but I just never can make that out. You're smart.
No, I'm not. I'm just fucking guessing. I'm stabbing in the dark. There's grapes on it. That's kind of cool. I'm glad it's not cotton. What state is this?
I don't know.
Guess.
Where is Martha's Vineyard? Connecticut? I don't know.
Okay, that's your guess.
Yeah, it's somewhere up there, I bet.
I'm going to say not quite California. So one of the states over there. And it's not Nevada. We already looked at that one.
It's not Oregon. It can't be.
It's a little
it can't
south.
Be Arizona.
And I'm pretty sure it's not New Mexico.
It's not Wyoming. Colorado. It's not Colorado. Colorado's flag is great.
I'm just going to say Massachusetts and then guess.
We already saw that. That
Connecticut.
Was the first one.
Damn,
was right.
You were right.
I was fucking right. Boom, bitch.
2 points to Slytherin. Good job.
What is that supposed to mean? I'm a Hufflepuff.
Yeah, you probably.
This flag looks very treacherous.
Yeah, this is just Britain's flag pasted over France's flag, shittily copied.
What is this?
I don't know. How do you feel about the flag?
I absolutely hate it.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb.
No,
it's just a candy cane.
It's got the Union Jack on it. That's fucking, that's treachery. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. That's, get rid of it. That's fucked up. We fought a war to get rid of that thing.
And you're just posting it on your state?
Yeah. The whole reason you have a flag is because we got rid of that flag.
So I don't think it's New England.
New England's not a state.
I'm saying that area. I don't think it's a New England area.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't look like one because the New England's have a lot of, are mostly seals except for Massachusetts.
I'm going to say Idaho.
Idaho has a seal, I believe. And it's got potatoes on it.
Oh, that would make sense. Well, that was my guess, so I already shot my shot. What do you think?
What are all those states on the West Coast or East Coast?
Is this Oregon's flag?
No. I'm thinking East Coast, not West Coast.
I'm thinking West Coast. I could see them doing something stupid.
I have
like
no
that.
Guess. It might be one of the territories. That would make sense, and I'd be okay with that. Virgin
like Puerto
Islands.
Rico or something?
Virgin Islands.
Okay.
Hawaii. God, no! No!
That's
God,
stupid.
No! You have no! No!
That's stupid.
You have so much potential. Fucking volcanoes?
Well, that was the last flag. So maybe they just ran out of ideas.
Japan. Why go for Britain? Most of you are from Japan.
That's true. That's true. Maybe if you'd gone with the Japanese flag, you wouldn't have gotten fucking bombed.
They would have gotten confused and turned around.
wrong place.
Wrong place. Oklahoma. Great flag.
Yeah. It's just a peace pipe, a shield, and then some weird plant.
That's a shield. I thought that was a dreamcatcher.
No. No, it's a battle shield for battling shields.
Mm-hmm. What do the feathers do?
It makes the blood drop on your dick for extra virility.
They catch dreams. And I love the font for Oklahoma is just
block letter.
Yeah, it's like the font you'd see in a movie when they show like the location that a shot is. Like mm-hmm.
I like it. Simple, scalable.
Perfect. I hate the state. It's a perfect flag.
Yeah. Okay, next one. I have bears. There are bears on here, and it looks like they have a speech bubble over them, and they're just stars inside that speech bubble. United we stand, divided we fall. It has some year in
Rhode Island. World.
You think so?
No, but I can't think of the other states that are up there that we haven't covered. No, it's
Oregon.
Got the bears.
Oregon.
I don't know.
I'm going to say Oregon.
I don't know.
It's a cool flag, though. It has a moon in there. There are three bears total. There's the bald eagle. Well, it's not a bald eagle. I think it's just an eagle. A golden eagle holding the
cool
shit.
What's with the weird Islamic
There's like a
half
motorcycle
moon.
Helmet in there.
Yeah, that's weird. What's with the Islamic half moon?
I don't know.
Not a fan of that. We fought a war against that.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they were thinking when they made this flag.
What does the yellow banner say?
I don't know. We won't know until I
All right.
leave.
Yeah. So I guess Rhode Island. I don't think I'm right.
I forgot what I said.
You said Oregon.
Yeah, that sounds right. Oregon.
Missouri. Huh. I knew it looked familiar.
Yeah. Good flag.
It's fine. Nothing to write home about. They legalized recreational marijuana. It's the closest state that did that, so that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Salus populi suprema lex esto. Couldn't tell you. No fucking clue what that is.
All right, let's look it up. Salus
populi.
Salus. Populi Suprema Lex
Esto. E-S-T-O.
Esto.
There's a knight's helmet on it, too. That's what the motorcycle helmet was.
Oh, and that's like a really, really traditional knight's helmet. I like that.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Good job, Missouri.
Okay, the health of the people is the supreme law.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just a weird okay. group of words.
Tabor. Circumspice? I don't think I like that.
Michigan, you got a bad flag.
Is that what this is?
I'm willing to bet.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. What the fuck is Tubor?
I don't know either.
What is circumspice?
I don't know. And like the word penis is almost in their flag.
Now that yeah. See Quan Qua. What the fuck? Okay, first I'm gonna look up Tubor. I will defend.
Okay. That's kind of cool.
Okay, that's cool.
It's on a shield. Makes sense.
All right.
What the fuck is circumspice? I don't want that on my search
that's
history.
That's going to be the last one. See? Qua. Is that an A? Or no, that's that weird ash,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah, it's like the A-E combo, I think. Just search the rest of it.
I found it. Let's see. If you seek a pleasant peninsula, look about you. That's what circumspice means. Look about you, I believe.
Huh.
That is so dumb.
Yeah, that saying is dumb. The flag is cool. I like the flag.
I gotta look up circumspice just to make sure.
I'm afraid it's gonna be like the dried foreskins ground into a seasoning.
Okay, yeah. Look around, survey. It's just the password to Jeffrey Epstein's computer.
The circumspice of life.
There's Oregon. Good old, yeah. I knew, yeah.
It looks like the Oregon Trail as well.
It's like 8-bit.
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. I like it because it's plain two color. It's not black and white two color. It's a good mix. Yeah,
it's fine.
That is their second flag.
Okay, getting greedy, guys.
Just to make yeah.
Wait, what? Yeah, that's Oregon. Okay.
Or it might be the other hat, the other side of their flag, actually.
Oh, I forgot you could do that. I like that. Yeah, just go with the beaver flag is what they say. I like that. I would like just a beaver with a long ball sack dragging behind.
That does look like a ball sack. Because if you're looking at a beaver's profile, you wouldn't see the fan tail. You would see a flat tail.
Yeah.
They just gave him a big fucking ball sack and cropped his tail. What are those little children hands reaching up for him?
The grand beaver.
That's a little creepy.
The great golden beaver. What all young boys try to attain.
Just draw somebody just like sticking their tongue out trying to lick the balls. Arizona. I like that flag. Cool. It's good.
Yeah,
it
looks like those old school like war posters.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the men rallying up for war. So that's cool. I like it. It looks a little too Captain Marvel-y for me, but at the same time,
shit. Why'd you have to fucking do that?
I can't put the sin of that travesty.
God damn it! Now I'm never gonna not see that.
Indiana's
flag is great.
That's a good flag.
That's a great flag.
It's a damn good flag. It's just a torch with stars.
Yeah, that's a great flag.
Simple.
I've always liked that flag. Illinois' flag is gay. It's trying to be a New England flag.
No. No, you're just wrong. This is just fucking cool. It's an eagle, a bald eagle, standing on top of its own shit that it just laid that's made out of stone, cutting a piece olive branch thing with its shield.
I just don't like Illinois.
Barfing out blood.
So.
That's just a good flag.
Nah, fuck Illinois.
You might, but they might fuck you back.
I was close a few times.
That's Puerto Rico.
That's Ohio.
That's just the Puerto Rican flag.
That is true.
You're not going to tell me it's
I
not.
I love that
just...
Ohio went, you think we don't exist? Well, we're going to have the weirdest shaped flag ever. You've been at Six Flags? It's going to be like one of those.
It's just like your grandma's boobs in a flag.
That's a banner, not a flag.
I think a flag and a banner are the same thing,
no,
aren't they?
A banner hangs down.
That's fair.
I don't know what the word for that is, but it's the thing that hangs down.
I like it.
Yeah,
Russell
it's good.
Hates it.
It's too baseball-y to me.
I think that's why I like it, honestly.
You think so?
Yeah.
I
that might be
I've
why
just,
I like it.
I guess I'm judging these on like
traditional flag standards.
No, pride in like either your state or America, like just like patrioticness, and this one just is too MLB.
I like the fact that they're just two labia lips that are just going to be swinging in the breeze.
I like the weird nipple in the middle of the triangle.
Yeah. It's a pep nip.
Weird pepperoni nipple.
I like
it could be a very, very open butthole.
Very true. We could be looking. Yeah, this could just literally be the two legs.
It's goatsy.
Spreading. This is
Ohio flag is just an abstract goatsy. The
I like
hair,
it.
The thing is the stars are just like pimples.
Yeah, exactly. Or like a shaved butthole, and then the hair starting to grow back in.
So if you, this is what the other side of, if you were to see, so that picture of Uncle Sam pointing at you, the shot from behind him is that. He's got his other hand and he's
spreading his goat.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Or the finger's about to, like, go
into it. Well,
because
it makes sense. Taking the butthole out, it does still look like the pants.
Yeah,
with
or
the
bikini.
Because the bottom of the suit is coming down in the back.
True.
Yeah.
Very true. Yeah.
You clever dogs, Ohio.
Well done.
You thought you could sneak that one by me, but I'm too smart.
High praise from me. Good job, Ohio.
Idaho. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's just a pretty flag. It is a little busy.
Are there any potatoes in there?
Huh.
I'll be damned. Zero out of ten.
Yeah, they played me. They played me.
It's not even perpetua. In perpetuity.
I don't even think there's a potato in the cornucopia. So that's like a wasted.
No, I see. Wait, no, that may be the head of a mushroom. Oh, that's a mushroom tip.
I see the bundle of wheat chess piece in more detail now. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I don't like it. I'm mad. No potatoes.
I love it. They fixed the hot dog issue, the venereal disease hot dog.
Yeah.
They just did it better.
They did it better, but it's still, I don't like the weird Christmas pattern at the end.
It looks like a mustache to me.
Yeah. Okay. I like that it's an elk on the top of the shield.
That is like the meatiest, beefiest of the deer species. So
oh my
that's
God.
A good choice.
Ben, we haven't been paying attention.
What?
Look at the end of that lady's staff.
The fucking reservoir tip. They got us again.
How many times have we had those two people on the flags and not looked at that tip?
God, you're probably right. Might have to dig back into that later. What if it's like 23? What if there are 23 reservoir tips in the state flags? Like Jim Carrey's over there having a seizure.
I thought it was 27. No, that's the 27 club.
Yeah, there's another reservoir tip.
What the fuck, Ohio? No potatoes, weird condom lady.
This is Idaho.
No potatoes. Oh, Idaho, Ohio. They're both the same fucking dumb state.
I like it.
Montana.
See, I like that. They didn't.
I love that you got a third grade teacher to draw a picture and then you put it on your flag.
Yeah, I like it.
Oro y Plata. The land is Oreos?
Something and something. What is Oro?
Oro.
I don't know. Is it something in plate?
Gold and silver.
Oh, okay. So
why
like
is this? Why is it Spanish? Montana's like almost as hot, far north as you can get.
Yeah, that's true. That's weird.
They made it all the way up there, huh?
Good job, guys. It's a good flag. Kansas.
Kansas ass. Not a fan. I don't like that weird PNG of a sunflower that's completely different than the rest of the art.
Yeah. They didn't even try to keep it like at least the same like style.
Yeah,
it's does got have like the a golden blue. Rope,
yeah,
though.
And I couldn't find what that means.
Huh.
Ad astra per aspera,
to the stars by your aspirations or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what that means.
It's okay. It's got the steamboat. I kind of like the purple.
They
mountain.
Made sure that guy was white.
They made damn sure they bleached it. There's a brown horse behind the white horse too. But the brown horse is actually a little further ahead of the white one.
Yeah, that's true.
As is nature.
That's just perspective.
Good flag.
Texas is one of the all-time best flags.
That's just simple. That's just fucking bold. Yep. It's in your face. You know exactly what's up.
Yep.
That's just a good flag. Nothing to say about that.
That
Tennessee?
Is Dragon Ball
yeah,
Z shit.
I was
right
about
there.
To say, that's just literally the 3-star Dragon Ball.
I
hate it.
Prior to Dragon Ball existing, that's a fucking great flag. I like that. Seeing that fucking coming down the road with a bunch of horses and men.
Yeah, it's like, is that a ninja star? God damn it. Turn.
The Japanese?
They're here.
They're not supposed to be here for another 100 years.
I like it. It's cool. I don't understand what this tip thing is.
Well, I'm willing to bet that is like kind of backwards from normal. That's where the rope or the eyelets would go.
Oh.
I'm assuming. I don't know.
So their flags fly in reverse.
Well, it's the same on both sides, so no.
Why wouldn't they just invert the image and then upload it?
Well, let me look it up then, because maybe I'll see if I can find it. Maybe it just has that weird little tongue at the end on the outside of the flag.
They lose points for me for that weird tongue they put on the wrong side. But it's a good flag. It's simple. It's bold. It's not too busy. It's unique, because I don't know that I've seen
any
up
at the end.
Then.
I actually don't hate it looking at it.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at this. Seeing it fly.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't look too bad.
Yeah. Like against the blue sky, it kind of disappears a little bit. So it's not as like distracting.
Yeah. I don't hate it. I think that's cool.
It's a good flag.
Wyoming. Yeah. A little baby flag.
They just have the profile of a buffalo.
It looks like the buffalo is standing on its tiptoes.
I like that they got the buffalo cock fur in there too.
Yeah.
That's a good touch.
I like that it's got autism and is standing on its tippy toes. Like, look at it. It looks like it's kind of like trying to sneak around.
Yeah. Sneaky little buffalo. And then just throw the state seal behind it. And it's just a bunch of dudes standing around.
Wait, look for cock or condom.
The reservoir tip. Let me see if I can find it. I don't even know how to spell Wyoming properly.
It's Yao Mang.
Let's see. That one looks pretty good. There's no reservoir tip.
Good. Yeah, there's no ladies.
No girls there is. Allowed. There's a statue of a chick.
She have a staff?
Yeah, but it's holding a banner.
The reservoir tip is behind it.
No?
No, it's behind the banner. It's hiding.
Oh.
It's implied.
We're inferring the presence of the reservoir tip.
You know who would probably know about some of this stuff would be Daryl.
I miss Daryl.
Yeah. California.
God damn it, that's a cool flag.
One of the greatest flags on one of the shittiest gay-ass states.
Yeah, that's just a cool...
And I love, they call the two most competing states both consider themselves republics.
The opposite ends of the spectrum. Very nice.
They're both on the same side of the autism spectrum, but...
Yeah, I like it. It's a good flag.
Yeah. Rhode Island.
That's Hope. Cool.
That's pretty cool. It's like, it's definitely, like, even without the anchor... That's like a boat flag.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I like their flag. It's pretty cool.
Pretty nautical. Pretty badass.
Colorado's flag is fantastic.
Yeah.
It is like it breaks the MLB rule for me. It looks too sporty.
Yeah.
But it's just such a staple.
Yeah. That is a cool flag.
I wonder how old that flag is. Because that.
I like how it's red Pac-Man eating a dot.
But we're seeing
he missed.
X-ray. He missed. He went behind it.
It's a good flag. It's pretty simple. South Carolina.
I like it. I really like it.
I think it's a pretty cool flag. Pretty simple. I don't know why there's a moon, but...
It's chill because it's the beach at night.
Okay. All right. I'll get sand in my ass. Alaska. If I didn't know the constellation, then I would be a little upset. But I do. It's one of the Ursas.
Just a dick.
It's a dipper. It does kind of.
I like Alaska's because that's the only thing you can see for 90% of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that's
can't
an accurate
even see
representation.
Your family because half of them are missing. I have a cousin who's been missing in Alaska for like 10 years now.
I don't know if it's missing anymore past like, 3 years.
Yeah. I just don't think there's a death certificate yet.
That's just fucking sad. This is dark.
But that's like that's just like you have family in Alaska, you probably have family that's missing. They're like 50% of their fucking population is missing.
Did you just pouch up?
Yeah.
I can hear it,
man. Don't say that.
Oh shit. Whoops.
Yeah, half the state is fucking missing. They have the highest missing population, I believe, in all of the United States. I could just be talking out of my ass, but I feel like I read that somewhere.
I feel like the listeners know that, though. Yeah. I think we have enough disclaimers all, that we don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just fucking sad. I would think it would be like California, where drug use is just rampant.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's fucking crazy. How does the drugs even get there? That's the farthest away from Mexico you can get. What are they, California? Getting drugs from Russia? No, Alaska.
Oh, no, I was talking about California.
Oh. The drug using out Alaska is, like, the worst per capita.
Well, what the fuck are you going to do? You're stuck in your house.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, are you going to play Nintendo for the thousandth
fucking
time?
Go fishing. It's beautiful. Go hiking. That's how people go missing, though, so...
Maybe they tried the drugs, they tried the video games. Bear.
Do they have polar bears in Alaska?
Probably do now. With all the fucking ice caps melting.
I was going to say, with all the gays moving out of California.
Dude, could you imagine a polar bear rummaging through trash because their hunting grounds are being like devastated? And then they go into like meth needles?
Oh, shit. Well, imagine a short-nosed bear, because that's the area where the short-nose used to be.
Which I didn't even know that bear existed until you just said that.
You're going to want to see this. Look up short-nosed bear. It's fucking terrifying.
It sounds super cute. Yeah. So it's got to be.
It's not.
Short-nosed gar?
No. Look at that. Okay, look at
that's
that.
That's a pit bull.
Now go to the that picture in the corner. No, the one that's standing up. The one where it's standing up. Right there, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That is the largest bear known in history.
I would give birth my intestines if I ever saw
that. So
that
thing
person.
Used to chase
helicopters?
No, it's prehistoric, but it would chase fucking what became Indians just across the land bridge. And just one smack to the back, crack you in half.
Yeah, immediately.
Imagine that thing rummaging in fucking dumpsters and hitting meth needles and shit.
It would just plow through the side of your home. That thing could stand toe-to-toe with Godzilla.
That's a literal monster.
Yeah. Fuck. I do not care for that. That's just a terrifying creature.
Yeah.
Alaska's flag's okay, in my opinion.
New Mexico's flag's great.
It's kind of weird.
I wish they'd...
Has McDonald's colors.
I think the yellow needs to be muted a little bit, but...
No, because then it's like a more gross version of yellow.
Well, look, have you ever seen New Mexico? It's got a sepia tone to it anyway. You enter the state and then your eyes get a sepia filter, just like Breaking Bad.
They just didn't have, they filmed it there so they didn't have to apply any filters.
Yeah, and there needs to be like a mirage effect going on the flag at all times.
I just wish that there was a penis-shaped cactus in there for some reason. Or maybe
a bird. Yeah, I could see that. I just like that it's like vaguely Native American.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like ancient Native American, like the Native Americans that like built fucking cities into that cliff. You know what I mean? That
yeah, place. The Pueblos.
No, I don't know what they were. I don't remember who built it.
I don't even know if Pueblo is actually a thing.
The Native American tribe from the Atlantis 2 movie. No, not those. Not those. There was like a...
Because they'll do them into like cliff walls
and
shit. Yeah,
like that. Yeah. Like that shit.
I could definitely see that design inspiring that, or being inspired by that, for sure.
Yeah. Just arid.
Yeah. That is just kind of cool.
Yeah. New Mexico is beautiful, by the way. If you go to, which is funny, Las Vegas, New Mexico, there's a lot of mountains real near there. We have our family retreat there on my mom's side. We don't go a lot, but, and we all just meet on top of this fucking mountain and camp for a week. it's beautiful. New Mexico doesn't get enough credit, or doesn't get talked about enough as being pretty, and it shouldn't, because I don't want people.
Yeah, I was about to say, don't ruin it.
Don't want people going away there and fucking it up.
Yeah, stay away from New Mexico
and Albuquerque. I mean, actually, go to Albuquerque; you can get shot. What's the next one?
That's it.
All right,
that's the prettiest flag, I guess, by their standards.
I guess that's all 50 states.
That's every of the 50 states. We'll hit countries on the next episode of Dragon Ball Z. Love you guys.
Bye. We all have testicles. This message is brought to you from my testicles.
From the law offices of Ben Russ.